Georgia Representative trolls Senator Chris Van Hollen with clever door black. By Lowell Coffee Law on April 20, 2025. Representative Mike Collins, RGA, crossed the legislative divide between the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate on Friday to present Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, with a new office door plaque that states he represents El Salvador. Collins posted on X, along with the image, "Hey at Chris Van Hollen, I went ahead and changed your office plaque for you." It's not the first time the Georgian legislator has taken a shot at Maryland's Van Hollen, who has accumulated a lot of time on camera advocating for the return of an alleged MS-13 gang member deported to an El Salvador prison. Collins has repeatedly blasted Van Hollen for traveling to El Salvador to meet with deported Kilmar Abrego Garcia, whom the Trump administration shipped to the country last month with dozens of South American gang members. "If you're going to advocate harder for illegal gang members than you do American citizens, don't come back," Collins told the senator when he first announced the trip. In another post on X, Collins slammed Van Hollen as traitorous. Collins' attitude is not surprising. He introduced the Laken-Riley Act, the law that requires the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to detain illegal immigrants accused of certain crimes. The bill was passed this year after the 2024 murder of Riley, a 22-year-old nursing student in Athens, Georgia, by an illegal immigrant who remained free in the U.S. even after being arrested for several crimes. Abrego Garcia's deportation and demands for his return have become a new cause célèbre for Democrats and many in the legacy media, which have largely portrayed the El Salvadoran national as a hard-working Maryland man whose right to due process was violated. The Supreme Court also weighed in on the case, ruling recently that a lower court judge could direct the administration to facilitate Abrego Garcia's release from prison as a result of an admitted administrative error by deportation officials. Not in dispute, however, is Abrego Garcia, who entered the U.S. illegally in 2011 and remained in the country unlawfully despite being issued a deportation order in 2019. Watch, pro-murderers? Trump shames illegal alien-loving leftist judges. According to Homeland Security investigations, Prince George's County Police Gang Unit identified Abrego Garcia as a member of the notorious Mara Salvatrucha, MS-13, gang in 2019. The report also noted that Abrego Garcia was suspected of human trafficking after a Tennessee Highway Patrol trooper encountered him in December 2022. President Donald Trump is waiting regularly on the deportation of foreign criminals and gang members. In the past week he hosted Angela Mompatti Morin, a Maryland resident, at the White House. Morin's daughter, Rachel, was beaten, raped, and killed in Maryland by an illegal migrant from El Salvador in 2023. Patty Morin claims Senator Van Hollen never contacted her after Rachel's murder. On Friday, Breitbart reported, Trump posted a photo of the back of Abrego Garcia's hand which showed finger tattoos that represent MS-13. Trump wrote with his social media posts, "This is the hand of the man that the Democrats feel should be brought back to the United States, because he is such a fine and innocent person." The White House also shared the image with a caption, "If it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it probably is a duck." Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.